Blog Talk Radio.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised to tell me it's alright?
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over.
God. This is Evangelist Hannah with Kingdom Builders International. I thank God for everyone who has called in on the line. I thank God for everyone that's over the internet listening. Glory to God. We thank God for another broadcast. Hallelujah, Jesus. And tonight, we have a speaker, a powerful general in the army of the Lord, my pastor, Apostle Leonard Emmons. Apostle, are you on the line?
I'm on the line, praise God.
Glory
Hello?
To God. How are you? Now yield the lines to you, Apostle.
All right. Now, thank you so much, Evangelist Hannah. We praise God for you. We praise God for Kingdom Builders. We praise God for Kingdom Daughters. We praise God for Minister of Prophetess, Teresa Docks, and her husband, Quentin. We praise God for this husband and wife team and for Kingdom Builders International. We praise God for you, my brother, my sister, those of you under the sound of my voice. We praise God for the opportunity even to be able to be a part of this venue. We praise God for even the very breath that we are breathing even tonight. And even as before we go any further, we're just so grateful to God that he has allowed us to experience even this time together. This is a unique opportunity, and I don't count it lightly. I do recognize the opportunity as one that God has mandated, arranged, and set up. Before we go any further, we'd just like to just to pray a little further. Father, we give you glory and praise for being so gracious, and we thank you for the grace, for the abundant grace and the gift of righteousness that you've afforded us this evening. Father, we give you glory and praise for being so faithful, for being so merciful, Father, even as you have made possible this opportunity to share the good news. Lord, we give you glory and praise for being such a prayer-answering daddy, such a prayer-answering God. And Father, we thank you, Father, that the things concerning us, Lord God, you're fully aware. And we trust, God, that you would raise up even within this time, Father, within this broadcast, and that you, by your Spirit, would touch us, that you would bear witness even of heaven, even during this time, even with my brothers and my sisters, those under the sound of my voice. Father, we bless and praise you for the body of Christ at large. We thank you, Father, even for the men and women of God. We give you glory and praise for the, Father, those that are part of the ministry, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. We thank you and bless you, Father, even for those that are in authority within the governments, Father, represented. We praise and bless you for those that are teachers and firemen, those that are working in the, Father, the industrial vineyards out there. We praise and bless you, my brother, and bless God for you, my sister. We give you glory and praise, Jesus, for being such an awesome God. Holy Spirit, raise up even tonight prophetically. And Father, we rebuke and dismantle every voice, every critic, Father, that would even reserve, Father, words of discouragement regarding this broadcast. We dismantle and bind up, Father, any principality or power, every local, regional demon that would, Father, war against, Father, the people of God. Father, we pray that thousands and thousands of angels, giant war angels, would be dispatched and released on behalf of those under the sound of my voice, and that you, Father, would cause the anointing to flow, that the, Father, message of heaven would be released. We thank you right now for the Holy Spirit and for the things of God being released. In Jesus' name, we give glory and praise to you, Jesus, ahead of time. We thank you and bless you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, again, we bless God for all of you under the sound of my voice, and we'd like for you to turn in your Bibles once again to the book of Beginnings, and I'd like to read a couple of things here. For the last few months, we've been basically really, the Lord has encouraged me to stay with this theme about even destiny and even us recognizing that, Lord, please, my brother, my sister, you've got to be encouraged. You got to understand that you are not an accident. Know that you're here on purpose. And one reason why is because of what we're going to read here. In Genesis, the first chapter, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth." And I want you to just allow that to register. It's in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, it says, "And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters." Verse 3, "And God said, let there be light, and there was light." I also need for you to turn over to Ecclesiastes once again, the third chapter. And it says, "To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven." Then I need for you to turn over to the Gospel of John, the first chapter. There are some words here that I'd like for us to keep in mind as we proceed with this lesson this evening. In verse 1, in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Verse 2, the same was in the beginning with God. It says all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. It says in him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Now, we want to, again, hopefully to try to set at least a sense of a theme, again, as we continue to talk about destiny and purpose. Now, it's crucial for all of us, everyone under the sound of my voice this evening, everyone under the sound of my voice, to recognize, as we've tried to share and state before, that none of us, of course, birthed ourselves. We all are here because of God's interest and God's desire. It's in the mind and the heart of God. God brought us forth. Your purpose, my brother, your purpose, my sister, was hidden in our God. And before your mother, your father knew you, God did. The first chapter of the book of Ephesians tells us that we all were predestined. We all were predestinated. That we all, even before the worlds were, that we existed, that God knew us. And it's crucial for us to be very confident about that so that we can pursue the destiny and the destination that God has purposed for us. And understand this. The scripture tells us in the beginning, and we read from the book of beginnings in Genesis, as well as we read from the Gospel of John, the first chapter, verse 1, it says, in the beginning. And as we consider, as many of us right now, we're challenged with all kinds of different things, you know, whether there be health issues, maybe there was a recent diagnosis, maybe there was a recent pain or something, some discomfort that we're dealing with. Maybe it was something that somebody said to you in the relationship that's dear to your heart. And maybe they've decided that they just cannot go on any further with you. Maybe they want a brand new 2012 model. Or maybe, you know, your money, your finances right now are in a very vicarious position. Maybe there's some instability financially that you're experiencing. Or maybe there's, you know, this, you're suffering from an identity crisis, where you're not sure about even who you are. And even the very tough question of you trying to identify with the person that you see in the mirror in the mornings. Maybe that's an issue. Well, dear brother, dear sister, this evening, we'd like to at least address some of those concerns. We'd like for you to recognize that, first of all, you did not birth yourself. Please. Be fully aware that, you know, your existence is not predicated and was not predicated on you. You did not birth yourself. You exist and you are here in the earth because of God. And your ethnicity was something that God decided. Your gender was something that God decided. You know, where you would be born, God decided. Some of the conditions that you've had to deal with since you, of course, are here in the earth, they were set by God. And that in itself may be something that you're still having a difficulty to deal with, but it is nevertheless a part of your history, and it is a part of where you are presently. And you need to be at rest with that. The challenge of you dealing with the what ifs, it's enough for the enemy to keep you unsettled and to keep you confused and to keep you upset, depressed, despondent, and discouraged. But God wants you to be okay right now with where you are right now. If you're going to embrace a destiny that will bring you absolute fulfillment, you have to be okay with where you are right now. You have to remind yourself that you did not control the very birth that you've experienced. You know, your very life, it's because of God. You have to be at rest with that, my brother. You have to be at rest, my sister. If you're going to see the glory of God, if you're going to see God bring you to a place of satisfaction and fulfillment, you have to be at rest. You can't be moved by the instability and by the criticisms, and you can't be moved by the lack. You can't be moved by the fear. You can't be moved by, you know, your past. You can't be moved by the criticisms. You can't be moved by what your education doesn't seem to be doing for you. It's crucial for you to be at rest with where you are right now so that you can inhale and exhale the destiny, the future, and the new beginning that God wants to give you tonight. Now, as we read in Genesis, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning. As we read there in the Gospel of John, the first chapter, it says, in the beginning. It's crucial for us, and it's crucial for you, my brother, my sister, for you to recognize, first of all, even as we read there in the scriptures, all of the beginnings that we see there in those two very famous passages, all of those beginnings, God himself began them. He's the one that initiated those beginnings. Every beginning that you have embraced, my brother, my sister, it has been because of God. God has moved to grace you with new beginnings. And even now, right now, take a deep breath, my brother. Take a deep breath, my sister. And inhale the very fresh, refreshing breath of God, which is a new beginning. Now, remember now, God does not begin a thing until he, first of all, has looked at the very end of a thing. God does not start a thing until he, first of all, sees the end, concludes, comes to a resolution of what the end of a thing will be before he begins a thing. Now, you and I are subject to that. There's a wisdom in your existence that maybe you haven't quite realized. Maybe you haven't quite recognized. And I realize sometimes when we look in the mirror in the morning, we may not be all that impressed with everything we see. And we may even establish some commentary about our longevity and about the success of our lives. And we need to, first of all, before we look in the mirror like that, we need to look at God. We need to look at him. We need to behold him. We need to come face to face with God so that we can even look at our own faces in our own natural mirrors. The Bible tells us, Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit, tells us that we're to look in the Word of God, and it is supposed to be the mirror that we look in so that we can see Jesus. Now, the season that you are presently faced with, remember, this season that you're faced with, it itself had a beginning. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verse 1, it says, to everything there is a season, a season, a season. And for some of us, you know, praise God, we're looking forward to the transition of the season that we can identify as our season, a season of tremendous happiness, tremendous fulfillment, excitement, a season where it appears to be without stress, without having to fast and pray in sackcloth and ashes either to decide on what we will or will not do. And the Bible tells us to everything there is a season. Now, for those of you that know me, praise God, and all of you don't, of course, I love to play word games. And in the word season, of course, is spelled properly. The etymology of the word season, of course, is spelled C-E-A-S-O-N. Again, but it's pronounced see sun. So if you can see the sun, if you can S-E-E-S-O-N, see the sun, S-E-E-T-H-E-S-O-N. If you can see the sun daily, if you can make sure and ensure that you look at the Son of God daily, that will truly change our perspective about what we may or may not be dealing with. If you look in the face of Jesus, if you just gaze upon the Lord, if you look upon him, and the Lord expects us to do this daily, we're to look at the Lord, we're to see him with the help of the Holy Ghost, we're to allow the brilliance and the glory of the King, the risen King of glory, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Lord of glory. We are to look at him so that we can see the season, the S-E-A-S-O-N, that he has began for us. This year, we're in the second year, 2012, the second month, rather, of this year, 2012, February. And it's crucial for us to ensure that we're seeing appropriately, because what you see is not always what you get, especially if you're only looking at the natural. If you're only looking at the natural stuff, and you and I, we have to look at Jesus. Now, mind you, that takes supernatural eyesight to look at Jesus. Now, as a born-again believer, as someone that is born of God, the Holy Ghost is sown inside of us, and we have the capacity supernaturally to look at the Lord Jesus, the risen King of glory. Now, I urge you and encourage you to allow yourself to be engaged by the Holy Spirit so that you can see, so that you can fully understand and perceive the kingdom. Remember, the kingdom of God is not of this world. It is a supernatural manifestation of the King's domain. And you and I need to experience that daily. The season that you and I are hoping for and expecting, it's going to be because of us seeing the Lord afresh. The one man of God said it this way. He said, in the day that my uncle, Uzziah, died, he said, I saw the Lord. You and I need to see the Lord. If we're going to experience the fulfillment of our destiny, our purpose, you know, because this same scripture says, verse 1, a time to every purpose under the heaven. My brother, my sister, there's a time frame for you. There's a period of time that God has placed regarding your purpose. And God has, he has set laws in the place that you and I, some of us, we just haven't quite seen the glory of God in the manner that God has deemed it, because our purpose has not been, it hasn't been clicked, it hasn't activated yet. And yet God still requires us that we will put ourselves in the place so we can see the fruit, so that we can see the germination of the seed that God has sown with our lives, so that we can see the glory of God manifested. It says, to everything there is a season. It says, and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Verse 2 of the same third chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says, a time to be born. Well, you're listening to me now, so that's representative that there was a time somewhere in the past where you were born. Now, God expects you and I to to avoid, the next verse it says, the next part of the verse it says, and in time to die. Well, obviously, you and I are having this conversation now. I'm not dead. You're not dead. And so God is not done with us yet. There's a fulfillment of the very purpose why we're living that has yet to happen. Now, your purpose is in the heart and the mind of God. My purpose is in the heart and the mind of God. And it's crucial for us to see the Son. For those of you challenged with identity crisis issues, your identity is in what you see in the Son. The season that you're experiencing now that maybe doesn't bring you fulfillment and satisfaction, you know, that in itself could be a very serious burden. It's crucial for you to look again at the Son, my brother, my sister. Take another look at Jesus. Now, the Bible tells us that we ought to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. That's another reason why you need to take another look at Jesus. If you're not experiencing the transformation, if your insides spiritually are not charged with the very glory of God, of you knowing Jesus and seeing the Lord, experiencing the very glory, where there's an illumination of your understanding, where the eyes of your understanding are not just totally engaged to the point that you see the glory more than you see the problems, the difficulties, and the circumstances. You know, you need to be seeing that. Now, your purpose is set in God, my brother. The very reason why you are living is found in the designer of your life. The purpose that's why you're breathing. You're not breathing just so that you can make millions of dollars, so that you can be on television, so that you can drive, let's say, a $100,000 vehicle, so that you can live in a 5,000-square-foot house, so that you can be influential with the most influential folk that you know or folk you don't know. I mean, yeah, that might have some degree of significance and purpose, but that probably is not the reason why you're living. The Lord has a high call upon your life. There's a high calling for your purpose and the reason why you're living. And I encourage you, and I challenge you, my brother. I challenge you, my to do everything you can to look at the Lord, to visit with him, so that he, the Lord Jesus, can make it plain as to how he wants his story or history, as you call it, but his story to be revealed in the earth. It's crucial for you and I to not die full of the grace. It's crucial for us to not die with the grace and the favor and the goodness and the anointing in our lives. Elisha died without imparting the next generation. He died and the glory was still trapped in his bones. We are not to die that way. We are supposed to die empty, which means that we are to die having fulfilled our reason for existing. Now, that requires us doing what we can to stay with our Creator. In verse 2 of the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, it says this: a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. I need you to turn to one other scripture again in the Gospel of John, and we like to look at the 15th chapter. And I want us to take note of some words here that Jesus told his disciples. He said, I am, verse 1 of the 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. He said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. My brother, my sister, the fulfillment that you're looking for, the satisfaction, the fruitfulness, is found in you and I connecting with the S-O-N, the Son, the Lord Jesus. He said, I am the vine, verse 5, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can do nothing. Now, for those of you that already have the 5,000 square foot house, or maybe it's 10,000, you know, you're driving a $100,000 vehicle, or maybe better than that. Maybe, you know, you wear really nice, super nice attire. You know, maybe, you know, you are the influential one. I mean, no. And, you know, your circle of influence is like that. Now, mind you, if you listen to me now, if you're not connected with Jesus, if you don't know God, all the stuff that you're doing right now is worth nothing. Yeah, you might be a millionaire. I mean, you may have that type of social status and that economic position, but if you don't know God, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, my brother, if Jesus is not the Lord of your life, my sister, what you have is worth nothing. What you're doing is nothing worth really being proud and arrogant over. And that may be those of you under the sound of my voice, they know God, and yet you're striving to reach and to obtain this stuff. Well, first of all, that is not what's encouraging the kingdom. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And Jesus was talking to the righteous there in the 6th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew. You know, our lives don't consist of things that we possess. No, our lives revolves and is infused in the very life of our King Christ Jesus. For in him we live and move and have our being. Jesus is our sufficiency. However, Jesus brought us to the earth. The Father brought us to the earth for a purpose and for a reason. And the fulfillment and the satisfaction of being planted in the kingdom. Remember now, you didn't plant yourself. You, my brother, you, my sister, you didn't plant yourself, just like you did not birth yourself. In this same 15th chapter, Jesus tells us, he said, we did not even choose him. Now, as much as you, maybe my brother, my sister, maybe you got it all figured out and you chose the Lord. Well, the Bible tells us, Jesus said, he said, I chose you. Verse 16, he said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. My brother, my sister, that's another reason why you're not to be stressed out with whatever temporary circumstance that you're faced with today. You didn't work yourself into the world. You know, you didn't control that. And even your new birth experience with God through Jesus Christ, Jesus just told us in his word, he said, I chose you. I ordained you. Now, mind you, if the Creator himself birthed you, created you, and got you recreated, and you be, now you're a new creation in Christ Jesus, why are you stressing? Why are you allowing the enemy to war in your mind for free? No, let's go back. Let's go back to the beginning. Remember now, your birth meant that God already knew you and he had concluded what your significance was in him. Okay? So then God got you born again. But before he got you born, he birthed you into the earth. Now, the very situation that you're dealing with right now. Remember now, before God created mankind or created Adam, first God had to put a stage together. He created the universe. He created the earth as we know it today. And then he brought the man to the earth. He put the earth is a stage. The world, the earth, all of the universe is a stage for the man that he created. The situation, my brother, that you're dealing with right now, it was set in place as a stage for you. Whether it's the economic situation, the relational problems, maybe even what the doctors have prescribed and what they've diagnosed, and maybe the prognosis is not good. But this is a stage. This is a stage, my brother. This is a stage, my sister. Why? Well, so that God could be glorified. Now, I mean, I don't know, again, the details of your circumstance, but I want you to understand, before Adam was created, God created a stage for the creation, and then God created. Now, after he had set the stage and had all the props done, then he brought the main players. He brought the main characters into the stage. Before you and I were born, my brother, my sister, God had a stage for us. He had a platform. And then, praise God, God got us born again. That ministry that you got, my brother, that ministry that you have, my sister, regardless of the challenges that you're faced with, that ministry is a stage. Remember now, God didn't allow you to even to begin the ministry until God has already concluded the ministry. Remember, it's Jesus' ministry. Please don't forget that. He's allowed you and I to have a platform. But remember, it's his ministry. His ministry is a success. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Dear brother, dear sister, hear me again. Jesus' ministry is a success. Why don't you just embrace that? Why don't you inhale that, my brother? His ministry is a success. Now, mind you, there may be a few issues that are going on in your ministry, but Jesus' ministry is an absolute success. He's already concluded his ministry. Now, we have the stage that we are presently faced with, but I want you to take a deep breath today. I want you to understand the truth. There's a season for his ministry to be manifested at the level that you're looking for. That challenge you're faced with physically, you know, where the doctors have made their last rites. Well, guess what? This is a stage. And we're going to pray here in a minute. But I want you to understand something. It ain't over. Your life ain't over. Your ministry is not over, my brother, my sister. The situations that you're faced with, regardless of whether, you know, people are patting you on the back or not, it ain't over. Why? Because God, tonight, I want you to understand, it ain't over. And you've heard it said before, it's a cliche, but it's the truth tonight. I want you to understand it. It ain't over until God says it's over. God is the one that will get the last word on this. He always has. He's the first and final authority in this process. And tonight, I want you to understand, some of you, even under the sound of my voice tonight, God is going to do, and he's set in place this week, and he's highlighting this week as a stage for some of you. Some of you, again, the illness that you've been dealing with, I want you to understand, listen to me good. That illness is gone. That situation physically and the diagnosis, I want you to hear me real good. That situation is gone. I speak to that now. I curse the very root of that issue and those physical problems right now. By the authority vested in the name of Jesus, I rebuke and bind up that illness and that infirmity. I question the walls of the circumstances and the illnesses and the pain, the difficulty. I rebuke and bind up even the effects from the surgery where you, my brother, you, my sister, you're still suffering right now. And I loose you even from the side effects of the surgery and the medicine. I loose you even from the pains and discomforts now in Jesus' name. That economic issue, my brother, my sister, that you've been challenged with, I'm telling you right now, God is using this week even to highlight that as a stage for a testimony of a supernatural financial increase. I decree it now, and I'm setting this in stone. I am releasing a supernatural breakthrough financially. I release apostolic economics. I decree your economic situation healed. Where it was sick and bleeding financially, I decree that the bleeding is done. It's over. Right now, we stop the bleeding financially in your life, my brother. We stop the bleeding financially, my sister, in your life. We come against even the strife and the division in your family, my sister, in your family, my brother. Right now, I rebuke and bind up the naysayers and the accusations that have been coming. I bind up the resentment and the unforgiveness. I crush in the walls of this in Jesus' name. And I loose the peace of Jesus. I release the very grace of God right now upon you. I call you right now healed in that relationship. My brother, my sister, in that marriage right now, I loose reconciliation right now. That situation, yeah, they were wrong, but right now the Spirit of God is upon you. Even as you sense and feel the Spirit of God moving upon you, even your inward parts, my brother, even upon your inward parts, my sister, right now, allow, release my brother, release my sister. Don't hold that grudge. Forgive them right now. I loose the spirit of forgiveness right now. I pray that the spirit of conviction would fall upon those under the sound of my voice in Jesus' name. I want you to understand, God says there's a purpose for you and I connecting tonight. It's to bring change. It's to bring restitution. It's to bring even resolutions and solutions to your life, my brother. See, my purpose and your purpose is all intertwined in Jesus. The kingdom of God is advancing because of us being willing to be open to the Spirit of God moving. And tonight, the Spirit of God is moving. Can't you feel, can't you sense the presence of God? Aren't your inward parts right now activated? I mean, right now, those of you under the sound of our voice, you ought to be. If you're still with us, there is a release of the supernatural. The angelic hosts are activated and moving on your behalf right now. The enemy is dismantled right now, even as I speak right now. I release you of the headaches, my brother, the headaches, my sister, the migraine headaches because of the fear, because of the apprehension about the future. I decree that God is released in your life. Holy Spirit, be released. I want you to understand, remember, you did not birth yourself, my brother. You didn't birth yourself, my sister. And you didn't birth yourself into the earth physically. And you did not control the birthing even spiritually. Jesus said, I chose you. And I want you to understand tonight, my brother, my sister, you've been chosen by God. God has ordained your birthings and your beginnings. God is, and the reason why is because God already has seen the end. God doesn't begin a thing until he's already concluded the end of the thing. Remember, your purpose is found in God. It's not found in your job. It's not found in the money that you make or you don't make. It's, your purpose is found in God. And remember now, there's a season for everything. There's a purpose for everything under heaven. You and I are expected to flow with the grace of God. You and I are expected to recognize that everything that you're looking for, it is found in your obedience and my obedience in the Lord. You're planted in the kingdom of God. I've never seen a plant take itself out of one place and put itself into another place. For those of you that are trying to do what you can to maybe leave the ministry that you have been dedicated and committed to for years, but now because of recent controversy and recent situations, and you right now you decided on your own. You're not led. You know and I know you're not led by God to leave. And the Lord wants you to understand, just know, what you need to do is breathe in again. You need to be refreshed in the presence of God. You know, God has not told you to leave, so and you didn't plant yourself there in that place, and you didn't decide that. No, that was something that God, in fact, that's what you told people years ago, that God planted you there. Well, if that being the case, that means you need to stay put until the Lord moves, because you already know he didn't. He didn't say move. Please understand, your destiny and my destiny is all found in Christ Jesus. It's found in the workings of the Holy Spirit directing us. It's crucial for all of us to just to be at rest tonight. Your purpose demands that. My purpose demands that I be at rest. Yeah, I realize that we live in some perilous times, but even time itself was created. Time even had a beginning. Remember now, time itself was created by God. And time is representative of what? Seasons. Time is something that God created, we see, in the very first chapter of the book of Genesis. Remember, time has a beginning. Time has a master. And time's master and creator, his name is Jesus. The Father created time to use as a backdrop for the stage for your life to declare the glory of God. You and I need to be at rest, and I realize that maybe there's some things we need to do. The Bible talks about redeeming the time, and yeah, but tonight is a night of new beginnings for you, my brother. Even as you listen tonight, right now, our time together is to put you in place, and we're almost done this evening, but I want you to understand, time tonight, what we're experiencing is a new, fresh beginning. I know this is February. This is not January. But some of us, you know, our January hasn't quite been what maybe we wanted. So God says, begin again. God is releasing his creative power into you right now. Those of you under the sound of my voice, for you to begin again. That means that you need to begin to dream again. You need to look at Jesus again. Remember, he is the prototype. He is the absolute pattern for us to follow in. Remember, the Holy Ghost is moving upon us to cause us to be conformed to the image of God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. Now, remember, it's crucial for us as believers to be moved by Jesus' identity. Your identity and my identity is found in him. It's crucial for us to recognize this as we hurry to our close this evening, to understand that Jesus, he is the very reason why we're breathing. Come on, allow his breath to recharge you tonight. Allow the presence of God, as you sense God's presence tonight, allow his presence to refuel you tonight. If you felt that you've been out of gas, it will allow him to refuel you tonight. Allow him to fill up your tank again. Remember, it is going to be because of him that we experience the glory of God anyway. It's going to be because of the grace of God. The capacity for you and I to see the glory of God is representative of how much we're willing to seek his face, how much we're willing to look upon him. Remember, the season, the S-E-A-S-O-N, is representative of you seeing the sun. U-S-E-E-T-H-E-S-O-N. Your season is predicated upon how you see the Son, how you see the Lord. And that's a supernatural benefit, which requires supernatural ability to see spiritually. Your provision, your ability to see what God has already set up for you, which is your provision. You have the insight spiritually to see the vision of what God has already established for you, for your provision. It's required that you look at God, that you gaze upon him again. Please be influenced by these words. See the Son of God himself, doing a fresh work. Remember, Jesus was even bound by the word of God. The Bible says in the fullness of time, Jesus was born. The Bible says that for this purpose was the Son of God manifested, a birth. And you, your beginning is like that. For this purpose were you born. For this purpose, for this reason, were you born into the earth. And God has established a stage for you, my brother. The situation that you're dealing with is the stage that God wants to reveal himself. Please don't be upset about the stage. Don't be moved by maybe some of the subplots and even some of the characters that you are having to be on stage with. Remember, the characters are there to help you to call upon God. The characters that are there and the script that you're having to deal with, they're there to help you to call upon the name of the Lord. The situation demands it. Now, as you do, please understand, you will see the glory of God. You will see the manifest presence of God. You will know the glory that raised Jesus from the dead. Word of the Lord saying and concluding this evening. But surely, as your eyes are able to gaze even into my heart and into my mind, understand that I knew you. And I know you now, saith the Lord. I know your desires, your wants, your interests, and your longings. And even as I have sown my goodness into your heart of hearts, saith the Lord, I will bring those things to pass. I will cause you to understand my grace and my favor, even as I purpose your very life, saith the Lord. Understand the provision that I've set, even the things that you right now presently desperately need. My son, my daughter, I have not forgotten about thee, saith the Lord. And surely I'm moving by my spirit upon the hearts of others, saith the Lord, that will connect you. But son, my daughter, I want you to understand, don't be moved even by the physical instrument. Be moved by my spirit and be moved even as my hand moves, saith the Lord. For surely I have anointed thee and I've appointed thee even to walk in my statutes and my will, saith the Lord. And I have will to set you free. And therefore, I am causing my glory to rest upon thee, saith the Lord. And I'm causing even doors and new doors to be opened for you. Even see me as the doorman. And as I open the new doors of opportunity, I want you to look for me, saith the Lord. I want you to understand that I'm bringing even fresh news, good news, even to your lives, even this week, saith the Lord. I'm using the circumstances to highlight how loving and how kind and gracious I am. For surely I am the covenant-keeping God Almighty. And also allow yourself to breathe. I'm coming against even the things that would shorten your breath. And I am binding up even the heart attacks, saith the Lord. For I'm causing even the very grace of my presence to heal you even tonight, said the Lord. And even as my angels are warring on your behalf and pushing back the hand of the enemy and pushing back even the ones that hate you, said the Lord, I am dismantling their strategies, saith the Lord. For surely I'm the Lord that delivers you, and I'm the Lord that sets you free. And I'm coming strong upon thee tonight. And even this week, look to me, saith the Lord. For surely as you gaze upon me, and surely as you call upon me, I will reveal myself. I will manifest my goodness, saith the Lord. For surely, even as you see me moving, as you spend the time with me to see me move, you will recognize and understand that my purpose is to set you free and to bring you to a place of fulfillment. And even I will counsel thee this week, even with wisdom, saith the Lord. And I will bring across your path this week others that know me, and surely be looking, be expecting to see me breathe upon thee, saith the Lord. For I have come to show to you and to comfort and strengthen thee. And I come to reassure you that your destiny is not destroyed. Your destiny is not delayed. For surely I am not through with thee, saith the Lord. So rise up and see me. Rise up and hear me this week. Hear me this year. For I purpose to cause a fresh season of fulfillment. For surely this is your season, saith the Lord. This is your time, saith the Lord. For surely this is the stage that I've set for thee to show myself strong on your behalf, and to cause you to see the glory of God. So see me, yes. See me raised up in that place where there's great distress, where there is strife. For I come to be your counselor and to heal the brokenhearted. I come to reveal my mercy, and I come to dismantle and destroy the diseases. I come even to bring the healing financially. I come to connect you even with those that love you like I do, saith the Lord. So see, hear, and understand that my grace is upon thee and my glory is overshadowing thee. See me raised high. See me glorified because you call upon me. For even as you call upon me, I do come running, and I will reveal myself as the great God Almighty. For I am high and lifted up, and my train fills my temple. So allow me to feel you. Allow me to overwhelm you. Allow me to cover you, my son. Allow me to cover you, my sister, even with my presence, even tonight. For surely I'm there to reveal myself. I'm there to unveil my grace and favor. For surely the anointing is released and manifested in your life, even to lift the heavy burdens and even to destroy the yokes. So allow the yokes to be destroyed now. Allow the yokes to be dismantled now. For sure I am Jehovah Tsebaoth, the Lord of hosts, and I am winning the battle for you. Receive the victory tonight. Receive the victory. Receive the victory. I say, saith the Lord, hallelujah. Bless God for you, my brother. Bless God for you, my sister, tonight. Hallelujah. Be blessed tonight. Be blessed tonight. Be blessed tonight. Be blessed this night. Glory to God. Good night. Hallelujah for you. Receive your deliverance. Receive your healing. Hallelujah. Bless God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for that word tonight. Thank God for using the man of God tonight.
Praise God. We thank God for what he have done tonight, and we give him glory and honor for everyone that's on the line. We bless his name, and we just give honor to Apostle Emmons for that awesome word. Evangelist Hannah, I'll cover for you. But also just want to let everyone on the line via telephones or internet, Apostle has disconnected his line, so we wasn't expecting to open the lines up tonight. But again, we want to thank everyone for tuning in. And I'm just going to unmute Sister Tammy just so that she can give words of encouragement. And we're going to end the broadcast. But again, I want to thank you. I don't know if anyone else have comments. If you do, just press 1 on your phone, on your telephone, and we'll know that you want to make a comment. And those that's on the internet, send us a chat through the chat line. The chat lines are open, and we will acknowledge you. So I'm opening up the lines for you, Sister Tammy, if you would like to comment at this time.
Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Father, hallelujah. I thank you, Father, for the deliverance that came forth through the man of God tonight and through the lions from Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters. I thank you for them, Father. And I just wanted to just bless Apostle with just words of encouragement from us all, because our healing and our deliverance is coming forth. And, man of God, I just thank you for allowing God to use you with the prophetic word that you bestow upon us. And it's just in such perfect peace, because it just fits right exactly where I am in my life, and it just gives me so much encouragement. It breaks the strongholds, and it destroys the yoke. It really do. I know God's word is real. I know my Lord Jesus is real. I know God's love is real, and I know his appointed time right now is real for me in my life. And I thank you for reminding me of the vision, the provision to see God's expected end for me. It's so great. It breaks the fear that I have, men and women of God, that I should press forward, because sometimes it can become so challenging and overwhelming, but God's word destroyed those ill feelings. And I just thank God for such a time as this in my life, and he put me in the presence of great men and women of God who helped my life, who just take me into another level, a higher level, and a deeper level in God. I thank you all for keeping me encouraged, for keeping me going forth and moving forth. And I just want to just keep thanking you all for that. You don't let me down. You don't just leave me by the wayside. You all keep lifting me up all the time, and I thank you all for that so much. I thank Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Daughters for this line. And for God, I thank God for you all and allowing you all to be used, you know, giving your time, giving your love for people on this line, because it's saving lives, it's helping people. I just want you all to know that and to be encouraged by that. It's helping people save, helping, you know, helping us to help someone else. We need to be strengthened so we can help someone else and draw someone else and pull someone else up unto the Lord, too. We have a work to be done, and you all are helping us. And I just wanted you to know that and to stay encouraged, everyone. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Tammy. You know we love you.
Yes,
and again,
thank you.
It was an awesome word, and the word God just went forth. And I just thank Apostle for just taking time out of his schedule once a month.
Yeah.
He's here on the line. And he is here to encourage the people of God, and he give of himself. So So just like Sister Tammy was saying, you know, some people you can say is faithful. Apostle Emmons is one that I can say is faithful to the ministry. He's faithful to kingdom work. He's faithful to the things of God. And that's a lot that you know, to be able to say that about someone. I say that he's faithful. Of course, we know God is all faithful. But I bless you, Sister Tammy, for those words of encouragement. And Evangelist Hannah, just being faithful to the lines. And even those that are on the line, and even the ones that sow into the ministry so that we can continue to go forth with this line and the other ventures that we are doing and the streaming television that's coming forth. So I just want to thank everyone, those on the internet. And just in our closing, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin and you want to know more about him, and you want to give your life to him, this is the time to do it. If you believe that he died and he rose again, and you can call him your Father, welcome into the body of Christ. You can repeat after me, Lord, please forgive me, for I have sinned. And I believe that you sent your son Jesus to die on the cross so that I might live, so that I might have the right to the tree of life. You did it just for me. I received this in my spirit personally, and I want to be part of your kingdom. I want eternal life. And if you said those words, it's that simple. He said, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. The Word of God says, thou shalt be saved. Not maybe, but thou shalt be saved. So I want to encourage you, choose salvation. It's free and it's yours. God's hands are open to you, and ours are open as well. And if you said those words, you can go to our website, and we'll be more than happy. If you don't have a Bible, if you don't have, we now can offer you the audio MP3 dual CD sets of the Bible. If you don't have one, we would like to provide you with that at no charge to you. We want to encourage you that these lines are designed just for you, just for the salvation of God's people. So again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox standing in just to encourage God's people that there is so much more that God have for you. Remember, weeping may endure through the night, but joy shall come in the morning. And I'm going to go back to our opening song, and we're going to end the broadcast. As the apostle said, just breathe out and breathe in God. Breathe him in. And as you're breathing him in, I'm encouraging you to put a smile on your face. Smile. You look so much better when you smile. I look so much better when I smile. So be encouraged tonight. Enjoy the rest of your evening. And we love you with the love of God. God bless you all. And have a wonderful night.
Depression and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
With you.
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain
love, y'all.
Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
The truth is,
I almost gave up, a power that I can't explain.
That Holy Ghost power, y'all.
Fell from heaven like a shower down.
Now I know we've been hurt, y'all, but still. You're in right now.
Take that from you. I see you. Smiling.